So, hello everybody to module four, where I can't believe we're already at module four of rewilding your sacred self with five animal qigong for vitality, joy, empowerment, and confidence. So today's session is all about the cheeky monkey, and we'll become curious and playful as we laugh at life alongside the monkey. So I'm really looking forward to this session. Yeah, one of my favorite animals, the monkey. Yeah, because it's full of joy and laughter and fun. Yeah, so we're gonna have some fun today. So before we get into it, I'd just like to do like sharing anything that came up for you from last week or the previous sessions. Did the bear Qigong, make you feel stronger, more stable? Did you get a chance to practice it?
All three a little bit. I really connected with Gaia, and so my main intention is understanding a lot of the animals' behaviors and what they're all about, what they represent. So, and then doing the movements helps incorporate it into my soul,
Wow.
and so it's in my library. So, when my daily movements that I do, this it's just some of those movements are there, and just my awareness, and just certain aspects of each that are more go along with what I'm proceeding with my life. Like the tiger, starting with that, for the bumping the index fingers, to help the fuzziness in the eyes, and then circulation for the the fingers. This one, for the numb hands and feet, it's and then all these little different movements. My mind's been so whirlwind, lately. It's difficult to, I know they're there. Those things are there, and I'll do this, things once in a while. I'm looking forward to calm and relax. Maybe Thanksgiving, I can flow in a little more at ease into some of these, little movements. And clapping the hands, helping the connect to the organs, to the circulation, which I need the blood flow to get, through my legs, and I'm like that. And then the bear, just standing my ground and being who I am, and that's what I'm thankful for. Thanksgiving, with my husband's family, it's just I'm so grateful that the encouragement and love they have, helps me be who I am. So all comes together.
Wow, that's really beautiful. Yeah, thank you for sharing. Is there an animal that, that from the three animals we've practiced that you're more connected to, closer to?
A little more to the deer.
Oh, to the deer. Okay.
Yeah. I mean, all three are, there's attributes in each, but to the deer being gentle, liking the deer's lead, to experience freedom from fear and anxiety. Yeah, and being gentle along the way.
Beautiful. Yeah. The deer, I mean, it's gentle, shy, but yet very powerful, you know, and has a lot of very agile, has a lot of speed as well. So yeah, we can't underestimate the deer's sort of shyness and quietness, you know. Because you know, it's like some people, you know, when we see them, of course we meet them, they look very kind of introverted and shy, but you know, we can't underestimate their power, right? Yeah. Yeah, beautiful. Okay, so I'd like to start off with some slides as usual. So I'll just share my screen. Okay, and again, Janine, thank you very much, yeah, for all your shares. Very
Oh,
beautiful
you're
shares.
welcome.
Okay. Okay, good. Maybe. All right. So, whoops. Yeah, so we're focusing on the monkey in module four to become curious and playful as we laugh at life alongside the monkey. So the way of the monkey. Monkeys are very sociable animal. And there are over, I didn't, you know, don't know if you know this, there are over 330 known monkey species which are separated into two distinct types. In fact, there are, to be precise, 334 different types of monkey species. And the two types are known as the New World and the Old World. The New World monkeys have prehensile tails that can grab branches and other things, and the Old World monkey, they have shorter tails that are suitable for holding things. Monkeys will sometimes sniff each other's waist, let's say, to help the group stay healthy. This is because you know, they want to identify any sick monkey in the group, in the tribe, so they can immediately isolate that monkey so that the others stay, you know, safe and well. So that's the reason they do this activity, you know, sniffing each other's poop. So, which, you know, to protect the rest of the tribe. Monkeys are among the few animals, besides humans, that can identify their reflection in the mirror. They can solve simple math problems like counting and adding numbers. So, very, very intelligent animals. They're very curious, like Curious George. Monkeys are notorious, notoriously curious and eager to go on fruitful adventures. They will use their dexterous fingers to grab at anything that looks edible or interesting. They live for the joy of discovery, even if they get in trouble occasionally. These Brazilian capuchin monkeys can use sharp stones to make tools that look like the ones made by early humans. The tools that they make are used for to crush food, dig the earth, impress female monkeys when it comes to the mating season. And monkeys in some parts of the world, like Indonesia, have also adapted to human civilization and are smart enough to identify expensive items to steal from unsuspecting tourists. That was a new fact I learned about Curious George. And did you know that when the monkey scratches its head, it's actually a sign of peace. So when they come or walk into a new tribe, a new group, they'll start scratching the side of their head, which means, hey, I'm cool. I don't mean any trouble. I've come in peace. So there's no need to be afraid or afraid of me. So that's how they enter the any new tribe that they come across. And monkey diet. Monkeys love to eat all kinds of fruits, not just bananas. Their menu includes nuts and seeds from the forest, tiny insects, lizards, and eggs. The alpha male eats first, then the alpha female, followed by their young, and then the lower ranking females and their young eat what's left over. So that's kind of it's a hierarchical approach, when it comes to dinner time. And let's move on to the monkey qualities. Monkeys are very curious, as we've discussed. So they have curiosity, they're fun, playful, and extremely cheeky. So with regards to the traditional Chinese medicine, the organs associated with monkey are the heart and the small intestine. The heart is the yin organ and the small intestine is the yang organ. And the element that's correlated with the monkey is fire, because they're full of energy. They're live wires, always wanting to have fun, very playful. So the element they represent is fire. The sense organ is tongue, because monkeys like to taste everything, put everything in their mouth. So hence the sense organ is the tongue. And the season is summer, because they're very joyful and playful, and kind of reminds us of the joys of summer. And the emotional impacts, or in with regards to the emotions from the negative point of view, is overexcitement and nervousness, because when we have too much excitement in our lives, or there's a lot of energy in our body, that can lead to nervousness as well. So we can actually transmute this over access of energy by embodying the monkey into our daily practices, and transform that into a positive emotion such as joy, calm, and love. And the color associated with the monkey is red. Okay. And yeah, they do like to rest. Monkeys, in fact, sleep from 9 hours to up to I believe 17 hours. So they do need a lot of rest because of this high energy that they have, in order to kind of rejuvenate again for the next day, so they can exert all this energy. They need all that sleep to build up this beautiful energy that they possess. Okay, so those were the little facts and tidbits about the monkey. And so just as a warm-up, with the hands, I think let's do some clapping, because that's very monkeyish, related to the monkey. It's related to joy and fun. So we have to make sure all our five fingers are touching when we clap. Yeah, so let's do some clapping to ignite that joy into our life. Yeah, as I mentioned in the other classes, that we do these hand movements up to 36 times. So yeah, I think that's about 36. Okay, and
May I make a point on that 36 times?
yes.
That is very distracting for me. I just do what I feel, because when I have to count, I'm using my brain and I don't want to do that. So I go
That's
where I
fine.
feel.
Yeah, listen
Thank
to your body. I always say, listen, we should listen to our body. And if it just wants to just do clapping, even if it's like 10 times, 20 times, That's okay, you know. However, yeah, we're feeling how many, you know, it's just a recommended by the Qigong practitioners that to do it 36 times. Yeah. So yeah, thank you for your point, Janine. Okay, and the monkey paws, remember it's a hook. So we, you know, open all our hands, our fingers are stretched, and then we need to bring them in. These are there, and my kind of wrist is slightly bent as well. So let's do this a couple of times. So this is part of the monkey movement, monkey form when we do the stances. Okay, good. Now just relax. You know what? Since the monkey is associated with the fire element, I feel called to do just like a 5 minute meditation. Are you in for that, Janine?
Yeah.
Okay, because it's the meditation is called A Fire in the Heart, because I thought it's just appropriate today, you know, with the monkey. So just relax, sit comfortably, and I invite you to close your eyes and place your hands on your heart. And just take a few deep breaths into your heart, breathing in and breathing out. Breathe in and breathe out. Just a few deep inhales and exhales into our heart space. With this journey, we'll be connecting to our spirit animal or our power animal. So let's see who comes up in this meditation. So just imagine there's a comfortable chair in the middle of your heart, and place yourself in your chair in your heart. And as you sit there comfortably, there's a fire, your campfire, in front of you, and it's burning brightly. It's your fire, the fire that you came with when you were born into this world. As you show gratitude to the fire and you appreciate its energy and the flames, it might be a small fire or a large fire. Whatever comes up for you. And on the other side is an animal that walks from the trees. If you're in the forest, or your fire could be at the beach, wherever you are in nature, an animal approaches and comes towards you and stands on the other side of your fire. Just observe who this is. It's your spirit guide, your spirit animal. What does he, she look like? Come into awareness of its shape, its body, its eyes. Look into your spirit guide, your power animal's eyes, and notice the color of his, her eyes. And notice, is he, she sitting down, standing up? form, the position. And what's the message? What message does your spirit animal have for you today? I'll leave you kind of a minute or two with your power animal, just to take the messages in. Perhaps it has a gift for you. So I'll leave you for a few minutes with your power animal. Now notice the gift your spirit animal is giving you or presenting you with, and the message that comes with the gift. Just notice and become aware and present. So now thank your spirit animal for his or her visit today and the messages and the gifts. Maybe you'd like to give your spirit animal a hug or bow down to your spirit animal. So as you depart, you come back to your side of the fire and sit in your chair. And say thank you to your fire as you watch your fire diminish. Slowly come back to the space you're in your room, and become aware of your breath. Become aware of the chair you're sitting in and your space, your environment. Slowly start wiggling your toes. Start moving your hands, your arms, your shoulders, and come back into your body. And slowly, when you're ready, open your eyes gently, slowly in your own time. Okay, if there's anything you'd like to journal, I'll give you a minute or two just to take it all in and maybe journal anything that came up for you. Janine, is there anything you'd like to share? Only if you're called to share.
Sure. Yeah, a very pleasant, peaceful fire. And a bald eagle was across on the other side of the fire. And
Wow.
I've been connected to birds, and more of the images of a golden eagle, but this time I just it's more bold with the bald eagle.
Wow.
And so just a gift of just I just felt peace and a gift to be able to send love and peace to humanity.
Yeah, wow, beautiful. Yeah, thank you for sharing. Yeah,
Thanks for the
lovely.
meditation. That felt
Yeah,
nice.
it's oh good.
Feels nice.
You can do this anytime, in your space when you feel like it, you're called to it. Okay, so now we will take a sip of water, Janine, before we start the warm up. Okay, so just adjust the camera. Okay, you can see my feet, right, Janine?
Yes.
Okay, good. Okay, so put our feet hip width apart, and we'll start with the shaking. It's good to start with shaking because we can release all the negative energy, from our body. And if you can, then just bump your heels up and down slightly, only if you feel like it, and if your body is, saying yes to it. And then, okay, just shake our hands and just stand on our firmly on our feet again, and then bring our hands up. Our legs, my legs are going up and down as well. My knees are bent slightly. Bring them as high as you can, your hands. And slowly bring them down. And then to the side, center, the other side, and back to the center. Okay, and slowly stop. And then just wiggle our shoulders, do the shimmy, and our hips, our bum. So we're like shaking it all out. Okay, that's it. All right, so, and now we're going to do the rag doll that we did last week. If you remember, it was like once this hand is touching the kidneys. The back of the hand and the front hand is touch is goes over the shoulder. Okay? And if I go towards the left, my right foot is up, kind of like turned, twisted. So this is the movement. So we go like this. And look back, our head follows. Okay. Okay, slowly come back to the center. next movement is the swinging. We make the pause and we say swing from side to side. Knees are slightly bent. And then we're going to go one, two, three, and then the fourth one goes up, okay? So one, two, three, and up. One, two, three, the other side, up. One, two, three. 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 Whoops. Okay, slowly then come back to center and stop. The next one is called the Madam Wong technique. I'm not sure if I already did this with you, but our hands are at the side, palms facing up, and then, sorry, palms are facing towards the back. When we go up, Janine, let's start again. Palms are facing up. And we go up, take them up, and when we go up, above our head, we turn our hands, the palms are facing now outwards, and then we bring it down. Okay, let me just show you my hands. Okay, so my hands, my palms are facing up, then I go up and turn and bring it down. Okay, so go up and breathe out as we come down. So breathe in, breathe out. Breathe in, breathe out. Breathe in, breathe out. One more time. Breathe in, breathe out. Okay, good. And now let's start with the head. Head roll. Okay, so again, our feet are hip width apart, and we start with the left. So chin, follow the nose, so go towards the left. Up, back, to the right, then down, and to the center. Again, breathe in as you're going up. And breathe out as you come down. One more time, breathe in. And breathe out. Back to the center, now the other side. Breathe in. Breathe out. Breathe in. Breathe out. Breathe in. And breathe out. Okay, now relax. Now we're going to turn our head to the side and to the back, and our eyes follow. So starting with the left. So we go towards the left as far back as we can. Our eyes are also looking at the back, and then back to the center. Now the other side. Breathing in as you go back. And breathe out as you come back to the center. So breathe in. Breathe out. Breathe in. And breathe out. One more time. Breathe in. And breathe out. The other side. Breathe in. And breathe out. And relax. Okay, now shoulder rolls. Starting taking them back. Okay. Breathe in as we go up, and back, and breathe out as we bring the shoulders down. Breathe breathe out, breathe in, breathe out, breathe in, and breathe out. One more time, breathe in, and breathe out. Now the other direction. Breathe in, breathe out, breathe in, breathe out, breathe in, breathe out. One more time, breathe in, breathe out. And once again, towards the back, so up and behind and down. So breathe in, breathe out, breathe in, breathe out, breathe in, breathe out. Okay, relax. And next, we're going to roll our hip rotations. So starting off with a small rotation. Either you can put your hands here or behind you, whatever is comfortable for you. So rotating them clockwise. Then anti-clockwise. Okay, come back to the center. And now let's do bigger rotations, yeah, with our hip. So we're gonna do, yeah, as far as we can go. Don't over stretch or overdo it. So breathe in, breathe out. Breathe in, breathe out. One last time, breathe in, breathe out. Now the other direction. Breathe in and breathe out. Breathe in and breathe out. Breathe in. Breathe out. One last time. Breathe in. Then breathe out. Come back to center. Okay, next, other knees. So bring your feet together. Rub your hands in the middle of the Lagong point. So gather all that beautiful chi in our hands. And let's put that heat on our knees and gently rotate our knees clockwise first. And then anti-clockwise. Okay, slowly come back to the center. And next, we're going to stretch our feet. Okay, so first we'll do some feet rolls, yeah, rotation. So we're going to put, starting with my right foot. I'm going to rotate my from the balls of my feet, so I'm like my feet are up, upwards first. And then inwards. Okay, and now we're going to stretch. Stretch our feet, our toes are flexed, our toes are flexed. Okay, my left knee is bent, so I have more balance. And now back. So we have like, we're sitting in Chinese terminology. This is called a kwa. We have a crease here to give us that balance. Okay. Now the other side, the left foot. Do some rotations outwards first. And then inwards. Okay, come back to the center. Now we're going to stretch the left foot. The toes are flexed upwards towards you. And then we're going to stretch them towards the back. Okay, slowly come back. And let's give your body a little shake. All right, now we're going to start with the first dance of the monkey. This is called the monkey lifts its paws. So remember the monkey hook, right? So maybe watch me for the first one. So my hands are, my palms are stretched, my hands are stretched and they're facing downwards, yeah? And now I'm going to do the monkey hook. They're not very straight. The elbows are slightly bent. So I'll do the monkey hook and bring it up. As I'm coming up, I'm going to stand on the balls of my feet. Go as far as you can. Don't overdo it. And then when we get up, we're going to squeeze our butt and the perineum, yeah? So it's also helping our pelvic floor. So our shoulders come up slightly. So we're like, we turn our head to the right, smile like we're being cheeky or we're hiding something from the tribe. Come back to the center and then release the squeeze and come down. Okay. And now we'll be looking towards the left. So again, hands down. Monkey hook, bring it up. You stand on your balls of your feet and you squeeze here. Your shoulders are slightly up. Squeeze your butt and look towards the left. Back to the center and release. Okay, so if you don't want to stand on your toes, then you can just, do it with your feet flat on the ground. So, this time we'll just have our feet on the ground. Again, the monkey hook. Bring the energy up. Lift your shoulders slightly up and squeeze. And look towards the right. Smile. Come back to the center and release. Okay, again, the monkey hook. Gather that chi, bring it up to the center, towards your heart. Now squeeze your buttocks and look to the left. Slowly back to the center and release. Okay, one more time. This time I'm gonna, go on my toes. So, hands in front of you, monkey hook. So bring the energy up. Squeeze. Look towards the left. Come back to the center slowly. And release. Okay, now the other side. Breathe in. Squeeze. Look to the left. Come back to the center. And breathe out as you release. One more time. Breathing in, smile, come back to center and release. And the other side. Like, what are you hiding from everybody else? Curious George, and release. Okay. So that was the first movement of the monkey. So part two is picking the fruit. So this goes like again, we have our feet facing outwards, hip width apart. And with the hook, monkey hook, we're going to pick the other hand is here at the side. And with the right, we're going to pick and bring it back to our waist and pick with the other hand. And then on the third one, when we pick, we lift our leg. Okay, so if you just want to watch me for the first one, I'll just show you. So I'm starting with the right side. So one, two, three. And then the left, one, two, three. Okay, so that's the movement. Let's do it together. So starting with the right, the other hook is on the side, and we're going to pick the fruit now with the right hand. So one, two, three. One, whoops, sorry. One, two, and three. So one, two, three. One, two, three. One, two, three. One, two, three. You notice that I'm kind of moving a little bit to the side. You know, I'm not going straight like this. So there's like a slight movement, you know, of the waist. So it's like one, two, three. 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 Lift your leg as far as you can. You don't have to, you can just lift it slightly. You know, you don't have to kind of go very high. And when we lift the toes are actually pointing down. Yeah, they're not flexed. Okay, let's do it one more time before we move to the next movement. So starting with the right-hand side, the monkey hook. The left hand is here. Imagine, you know, at the side of our waist, and with the right, we're going to pick the fruit. So one, two, three. So whatever hand is out, the opposite leg is up. Yeah? So one, two, three. And my knees are slightly bent, so that gives me stability. One, two, three. One, two, three. One, two, three. One, two, three. One more time. One, two, three. One, two, three. Okay, relax. And the final movement of the monkey is the scratching of the head. Remember what I said in the presentation, when the monkey scratches its head, it's a sign of peace. Okay, so this movement, say we start on the right side, my left foot comes closer. I'm on the left foot is on, I'm on my toes. And with the right hand, I'm scratching my head. And with the left hand, I'm scratching the ribs, yeah? So we're going to like go side to side. So from right, we'll go to left and change the hands, yeah? So if my right, now my left foot is down, whatever foot is down on the ground, that the same hand is scratching the head, okay? And the other foot is on its toes, and that same hand hand, the same side. I'm scratching the ribs. Okay, so
I'm
it's
gonna
like,
do opposite. I'm gonna follow the opposite of you. It's easier for me.
yeah, do the opposite, yeah, of me, because I'm not doing mirror
Right.
image, yeah. Okay, so I'm going to start on the right. So it's like this. Bend, we bend slightly. I mean, if you can kind of jump, otherwise you just do it slowly at your own pace. And if you can go down further, just what your body can do. Always listen to your body. Okay, so slowly come back to the center.
This
Okay.
one makes me smile.
Later on, we'll do it with a sound. That's even more funny. Yeah, so those were the three movements of the monkey and the stances. I'll come back closer to the camera. So, do you have any questions on those movements? How did
No,
it
they
feel?
feel really good. It's
Oh.
things that I need. My kidney is not balanced right, from my applied kinesiology people that so and they're following the meridians, from the index finger to here, and so that's a little bit of that kidney, and then also the hands, here, there, and that's for the kidney. Also,
Yeah,
so
that's where we put our
there.
hands here to sun.
Yeah.
Yeah, the monkey is actually related to the heart. So it just, because it pumps the blood, the blood flow circulation and the small intestine. Those are the organs it's related to. And then when these organs are in balance, in harmony, it improves our digestive system as well, you know?
Yeah.
And so, yeah, so
Those
it's
are
a.
the needed items for my
Oh,
they're
yeah.
just perfect
Oh, excellent.
for my
Okay,
healing.
so what we'll do next is we'll integrate the bear and the monkey, yeah, together. Okay, so take a sip of water. Okay. Before we start, let's regulate our breath. So if you remember, the regulating of the chi movement brings us into balance, alignment. So breathe in. Bring that soft chi to our heart area, then breathe out and release. One more time, breathe in and breathe out. One last time, breathe in and breathe out. Okay, good. Let's give ourselves a little shake. Okay, so first the bear, mama bear. Okay, so remember the bear paws? It's like a not a tight fist. There's a O in the middle, cheerio. So we bring our hands to the right hand side. And we're going to now bring the left foot out with the foot, flat on the ground. It's not straight out, a little at an angle, and the front knee is now bent, and we open the paws and just feel the energy of the earth. Breathing in and breathing out. Breathe in And breathe out. One more time. Breathe in. And breathe out. And let's consolidate that energy, bring it back to our center. Come back. And now we're going to move forward and make the sound. Yeah. And release. And now the other side. So make the pause on the left-hand side and open the pause and make a circular movement. Following your waistline. Oh, sorry, this foot was supposed to be out. Sorry. So we're starting again. And the back foot is slightly at 45 degrees, yeah? So rotate. And as I'm going forward, my front knee is bent. As I go slightly back, the back knee is bent, yeah? So as we come in, breathe in and breathe out. Breathe in and breathe out. Now bring the energy back to the center. Come back. Stand on your toe here and make the sound. Ha! Okay, release. And the next movement of the bear was the thumping of the bear. So we go to the side. Sorry, we start with the right. And bring the other foot back. So we're like standing at 90 degrees. And bring our hands up as we breathe in. Bring our arms up. Go as far back as you can, not too far. And breathe out as you come down. Just relax when you're down. Give your bum a little shake. And now bring your right foot in and turn back to the center. Cross your arm and come up. And stand up for your rights. Like we're thumping the trees or thumping whatever's in our way. Now on the other side. To the left side. So breathe in and breathe out. Just relax your arms, shoulders when you're down here. Now come back to the center slowly. Cross your arms. And come up. Ah! Okay, that was the bear stances. And now to Curious George. So the first one was our feet are hip width apart, hands down, and we're going to make them stand up with a monkey hook. Okay, so come up. Bring our shoulders up. Look to the right. And come back to the center. The bum is squeezed. The perineum is squeezed. And now release. Now to the left side. Breathe in. Squeeze your bum, perineum. Look to the left. Slowly come back to the center and release, relax. Let's do it one more time. And release. Okay, to the left. Breathe in as we come up. Squeeze, look to the left, back to the center and release. Okay, so now we're going to pick fruits. So that was remember right, left, and then on the third, we lift the opposite leg, right? Okay, starting off with the right hand. So one of our paws here at the side, and with the other one, we're going to pick the fruit. So one, two, three. 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 Relax. Okay, and the last one was the scratching of the head, yeah. Okay, so right hand we're scratching, and with the left hand we're scratching the ribs, yeah. So right hand scratches the head, the left hand, and my left foot is closer to the right foot, and the left toe is the heel is up. Okay, so then we move side to side, we jump side to side. So scratch, bend a little bit down, scratch. And here we can make noises. Go ooh, 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 and come back to the center. Okay, let's regulate our breath again. So, feet hip width apart. And slowly breathing in and breathe out. Breathe in and release everything that doesn't serve you to Mother Earth. One last time, breathe in. And breathe out. Okay, so let's give gratitude to the animals, to each other, and to life. So bring your feet together and let's give our thanks to the animals and to each other and to life itself. Thank you for joining me today for the Joyful Monkey experience.
Thank you.
Okay. Yeah, please take a sip of water. Any questions at all, Jean?
No, I relate to the monkey more than the others.
It's such a joyful energy. Yeah. Yeah, so do have fun with it, and especially if you're visiting your grandchildren, it's something they would love to play with as well, the monkey movement. Yeah. Yeah, so let me share the home play for this upcoming week. Hold on 1 second. Okay, I'm just finding it. Okay, I've got it. So let me just share my screen. Okay, so here, yeah, so play with the monkey form by adding the sound like we did on the last last, movement. That's just so much fun. You're also releasing the energy as you make, through the sounds. When you look at life with the heart of a monkey, it is with curiosity, joy, and a sense of discovery. So this week, discover something new that you've been curious about, but never gave yourself the chance to explore. The monkey gives you full permission to follow your heart this week. So please do the monkey qigong and be curious, about something that you've been wanting to learn or know about in the past, but never got to, to discover it. So yeah, be curious about something that you're passionate about, Okay, so next week is our last week. And I look forward to the crane, doing the crane with you. It's another beautiful, elegant movement. And did you get a chance to make the recipe or cook the soup for the the deer soup? For the no, okay.
No, I looked at the recipe and just digested that part.
Okay,
So,
yeah, it's just something. It's good for the kidneys, to nourish the kidneys.
I'm not doing long cookings lately. Maybe next year.
It's fun to maybe do it with a friend, together with somebody. Okay, Janine, happy Thanksgiving. Have a wonderful, weekend.